This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hatchet job is being done on conservatives, folks. You and me, us and them, he, she, it and them and her and whatever else. We, conservatives, are getting a hatchet job done on us. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I was talking earlier in the broadcast. I said, here was a title of an article in USA Today. I don't remember when. It was a couple days ago because I was traveling. It said, tired of watching your 401k drop? And it gave you a number as to how much your 401k had dropped. Since when? Since Trump had it at record levels? And by the way, it's growing. Here was the Wall Street Journal. Spending impasse strains airlines. Okay, how so? What? The TSA people didn't want to show up. I was in at least three or four airports during the shutdown. At least. I didn't have any problem getting through. Plenty of TSA people. Plenty of them sitting around, you know, because that's the way union and government stuff works. It was now I'm not telling you I flew during peak and all these other things, but I'm just saying it was normal travel. It didn't look any different to me than any other time I traveled. Oh, TSA. The airlines, if they shut down the airlines, it'll be bad. Donald Trump better open the government. So Trump says we'll open the government, but we'll get to that. I want to get to that today. We've already talked about Roger Stone, so I'm done with him. Another USA Today article, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Remember when we talked about the number of coaches that got fired, these black coaches that got a chance and ruined it? Couldn't win, man, winning teams? Oh, it's because they're black, man. They're letting these coaches go. No, they're letting them go because their record is 4-8, you know, or 4-12, or whatever the number is, but it ain't good. Here's what I can guarantee you. If a coach in the NFL, they play, 16 games? Something like that? So if a coach in the NFL goes 14-2, he could be the biggest jerk on the planet. And the fans will love him. The owners will love him. The NFL will love him. And he'll keep his job. But if he goes 2-14 or 4-12 or whatever, he's not going to keep his job. And I don't care what color he is. And by the way, the fans want him gone. The coaches want him gone. And, you know, whoever else. Because you want a winner. You don't pick coaches because they lose. For those of you, do you remember when people would go, what's he do for a living? I'm a coach. You go, oh, you know, he's probably a high school coach. If you're a coach and you can get your act together, go. What's Nick Saban? Saban, you need a coach of Alabama? What do you think this guy makes? I know what the coach makes at the University of Georgia. It's an outrageous amount of money. But anyway, the point is that if you want to tell me minority coaches aren't getting a chance, minority coaches are in the mix. They're defensive coordinators, they're offensive coordinators, they're special teams, they're linebacker coaches, they're backs and receivers, whatever they are. And if they rise to the level of the occasion and they can take a team from a losing bracket to a winning bracket, let me tell you something. They won't care. Nobody in the food chain of the NFL or any other sport will care. They want winners. Now, what's funny to me is we want winners, right? We know it is in our nature to want winners. Unless we're dealing with this country. Then leftists don't want winners anymore. Leftists then say, you know what? Let's elect the black president, even though he sucks. And if you don't like him, we'll cry racism. That story, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Minority president still not getting a chance. Minority CEO still not getting a chance. Minority teachers still not getting a chance. Put that in there, and that's what the left will give you. They don't want the best. They know Donald Trump is the best man to ascend the presidency in modern history. And we conservatives, we know it too. Better than Ronald Reagan. But you know what? There are many people out there, including these anti-Trumpers, these never-Trumpers, that don't want to give Donald Trump a chance, even though he's a proven winner. They still have that headline, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Here's one, USA Today. Stars pitch in to help federal workers. Good for them. Hey, Stars, you're a little late. Donald Trump opened the government. Now what are you going to get your little 15 seconds of fame that you didn't get last, you know, because you didn't get that award? Now what are you going to do, huh? Not much. Not much out there for you. If you're anti-Trump, you're an idiot, because what you are is you're anti-America, you're anti-progress. You really want to look at the progressive movement? Look at Donald Trump. Can I put this another way? If Donald Trump were president and he were a Democrat, you want to know what the press would be writing about him? Do you want to know what people on the left would be saying about him? They would be singing his praises. They would be talking about, it's an extension. He didn't kill Obamacare. He molded Obamacare into what it is. No, he took Obamacare's border policy, and it's a compassionate policy, because he's sending these people home. These young girls are being raped. Don't you know these young girls are being raped when they come over here? They would talk about North Korea and say, oh my gosh, who knew in our lifetime North Korea would be, you know, peaceful and dismantling. Thank God he took on the mantle of what Barack Obama was doing. They would be giving you 50,000 reasons to love the man. Do you know this? Layoffs at businesses fell to their lowest levels since 1969. Lowest levels. Yeah. Did you know this? Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, they're looking at ways to take that away from the government and put it into the private sector, because it has been a horrible, it's been nothing but a boondoggle for Barack Obama and the Democrats for decades. And now Trump says, we're getting rid of that. We'll let the private sector deal with it. And I could go on. Where's Macron, Trudeau, Merkel, and all these European leaders and all these other leaders that are supposedly so much better than Donald Trump? How are their countries doing? How you living? How you live in Germany, huh? How you live in France? How you live in Canada? Aren't they supposed to be the poster children for all things right in the world as their economies are crumbling, as their coalitions are dissipating? I'll even talk a little bit about climate change fiasco. Do you know this? You probably do. Nobody that's in the Paris Climate Accord, not a single country, has met any of the goals that it's set for itself. Not one. But the Democrats keep talking about climate change. That's going to be their issue in 2020. They are hanging their hat on running on climate change. I just want you to understand the farcical nature of Democrats. Do you think the media is going to latch on to the idea that companies, the number of layoffs at companies is the lowest level since 1969? Do you know how many decades that goes back, folks? That's a long time. A lot of years. Donald Trump did that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Listen to Kevin Jackson. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Just in case you thought Al Gore was the only bat crap crazy leftist out there, which there's no way you would think that because there's just so many of them. Wow. I'm telling, I would be embarrassed to be a Democrat. I'm not even kidding. Look, Republicans can say and do some stupid stuff, but there is no comparison to the stupidity that is on display every single day with the Democratic Party. I'm talking about Hank Johnson, Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, Ocasio-Cortez, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, you name it. Elizabeth Warren. Just recap anywhere near the nonsense. Bernie Sanders is a socialist who drives a $90,000 car and he's buying second homes, okay? Ocasio-Cortez, I'm going to get to her in a second. Let me just leave her alone. Hillary Clinton will kill you. She wouldn't pee on you if you were on fire, and her relatives claims she wants to help people, extorts money from the very people she claims to want to help, millions and millions of dollars, has ties to the Russians, and the Democrats love her. John Kerry's trying to put Donald Trump with Putin when Barack Obama's got 50 times more, and Hillary Clinton have 50 times more connections to Putin than any of them have. Joe Biden is a walking, talking gas machine. I mean, I could go on.
These people are crazy. Climate change. I'm going to get into that with Ocasio-Cortez in just a second. Before we get there, I just want to tell you, name me your Democrat. I will give you your stupid, silly statement. Guam tipping over. We're going to impeach. Impeach for what? Russian collusion that doesn't exist. I mean, these people, if you were trying to figure out who they were, you would have to put them in a nut house. Welcome, everybody. I'm Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't make me go person by person and give you the nutcase stuff that these people are talking about. Barack Obama with 57 states and one to go. Barack Obama with Cinco de Cuatro. Barack Obama with corpsmen. Michelle Obama talking about, I was skeptical of Barack because all them white people used to dote on him. And all these other things. I could give you racist comments. I could give you sexist comments. Hey, does anybody remember Harvey Weinstein? Who was his best bud? Oh, wait. Everybody in D.C.? Anybody remember Kevin Spacey? You want to know who was one of his best buddies? Bill Clinton. Anybody remember Epstein and Rape Island or whatever they call his island where he took these guys on private jets with nobody on the manifest? Because they didn't want you to know that Bill Clinton's going there to have sex with underage girls and on and on. The Podesta brothers, Susan Rice. Look at any of these people. Look at James Comey, Mr. Quote Scripture. And tell people, oh, you know, pretty soon the light will come out and Proverbs 3:13 says blah, blah, blah. The biggest liar, Eric Holder. Wasn't he supposed to run for president? Kamala Harris got more skeletons in her closet than the cadaver museum. I'm just telling you, give me what, tell me, Kamala Harris has a sign outside of her window, her office in Senate office. That essentially welcomes illegals, but she recently kicked out the families of those who were killed by illegals, threatened to call the cops on them. But they tell you they care, man. They love these people. They love them. We want to be a part. We want to bring. It was funny, her announcement for president. We want to bring unity. We're going to bring unity because here's what we're going to do. We're going to kill all you conservatives off. All you pragmatists, all you people that want to fight us because you don't understand we run things, you don't. That's what she's trying to tell us. They run it, not us. They want to kill us all off. What about all the people who believe the Kavanaugh lying skanks versus Kavanaugh? Huh? I could go on. These are the people that want to run this country. The people who want to essentially canonize a lying stolen valor Indian, Nathan Phillips. Why? Because the kids he walked in the middle of are good old suburban white kids who are Christians. They're Catholics. Do they demonize the black guys who were taunting those kids? No. Do they demonize Black Lives Matter who kills cops? Do they demonize people that disrespect the flag, disrespect the anthem, etc.? No. You know what they demonize? They demonize a MAGA hat. That's what Alyssa Milano did. She called that hat white racism. It equated anybody wearing it to the Ku Klux Klan. And you know what that hat says? Make America great again. That hat is now a symbol of the Klan because somebody on the left wants to make it so. You're going to let them? Because let me tell you something. That's what's going on. They're trying to make that hat a symbol of the Klan. Let me put it to you this way. I'm going to fast forward you. If you leave things alone in 2 years to wear a MAGA hat will mean you are a white nationalist, white racist, white separatist, white supremacist, whatever you want to call it. That's what it'll mean if you do nothing. So what you need to do is you need to get, particularly if you're a person of color, you need to proudly wear your Trump gear, your MAGA stuff, whatever, MAGA, whatever you want to call it. Some people call it MAGA. I call it MAGA. MAGA! I think it would be funny if some leftist comes up to me and says, I'm a totally Hillary Clinton fan. I go, MAGA! You know, and crank my head at her like I'm a chicken. MAGA! Don't say chicken unless you got some. Oh, man, these people are crazy. There's not a person. I'm telling you, there's not a person. Joe Biden, racist.
Hey, you can't go into a 7-Eleven without a Pakistani being there.
Oh, yeah, he's articulate and clean. Yeah, I could give me your Democrat. I will give you your racist. I will give Joe Biden and the women's movement. Why hasn't the Me Too movement jumped all over this clown? They should be giving this dude a headlock. They should have his head firmly between their legs, and they should be squeezing it like a coconut. They don't say anything. This guy publicly abuses women. You can see the look on their faces. Like, where's the media? Do you think the media is going to go interview any of those women that were Joe's touching them on the shoulder and whispering behind their ear? I mean, their husbands are right there. And Joe's like, I'm the vice president, dang it. I can do what I want. I mean, this dude is creepy as heck. But he's the number two guy. You know, number one, Bernie Sanders. Number two, Joe Biden. Number three, you want to know who it is? Beto O'Rourke. Beto. That's the number. Those are the three people in line. If the Democrats had to pick somebody today that they want to be president, one of those three. Joe Biden, the plagiarist, who's done nothing in his life except, you know, ride the coattails of others, who want you to believe that he's competent. Joe Biden's an idiot. I don't care. Joe Biden is an idiot first class, okay? If you want to give me some military ranks, he's an idiot first class. Bernie Sanders is the most disingenuous liar on the planet, proven by his sellout of what, because he's sold out. But there's Bernie. And Beto, go look at Beto O'Rourke's record and tell me you want that guy to be the president of the United States. It's crazy out there, folks. And it's only getting crazier. We have to fight back. And I hope that you're willing to get in a fight. Join us at teapartycommunity.org or just contact us here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department reports the U.S. economy added 304,000 jobs in January, smashing through expectations for 165,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4%. Meanwhile, the labor force participation rate came in at 63.2%. Former Reagan economics advisor Art Laffer tells Fox News these numbers are good news.
But it's just great numbers. Wage growth over the past year, as Kevin Hassett said, is going to be there. And sure enough, there it is. I mean, all of these numbers, participation rate over the past year, employment to population, all are increasing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. is pulling out of a treaty with Russia that's been the centerpiece of arms control since the Cold War. And at the White House, President Trump is hosting a meeting on human trafficking. Trump is called human trafficking a serious problem at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Remember the time when the Democrats booed God? Yeah, it was at their 2012 convention. And it was, they will never live this down. Never live this down. And what's interesting about it is they kind of don't want to. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We have that clip. Let's play. I want you to understand this is a reverend, a pastor, and a guy who's in the Democratic Party, and he wants to make a resolution to have God on the platform and moving of Israel and the recognition of Israel's, whatever, their capital city or something being Jerusalem, which, for the record, Barack Obama never accomplished, and the Democrats didn't put God back on the platform. Technically, they didn't do it. Even with these resolutions and the guy going, look, we got to support Israel and we need to bring God back into our platform. You know, even with that, they could not make this happen. And what I'm getting at is Barack Obama killed God and he killed the idea of protecting the Jews. And I don't get it. I don't understand how you can't say Israel deserves, the Jewish people and the Jewish state deserves to be, and we need to recognize a higher power. We have lots of people in our party who claim they love God. How you can be an evangelical and a Democrat is beyond me after you witnessed what happened there. So here's the clip.
Governor, would you like to make your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This summer I was proud to serve this party as the platform drafting committee chair. As the chair, I come before you today to discuss two important matters related to our party's national platform. As an ordained United Methodist minister, I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, the matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the... Let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, if that's all they did, it would be okay. But the Democrats want to destroy God. They want Christ, the God. They want nativity scenes. They don't want any recognition of religion whatsoever. I'm going to get to something else in a bit. Kevin Jackson, folks, is who you're listening to, 844-551-8255. As a Christ follower, a person who has been raised religious, raised a Baptist, sat through three-hour Sunday churches in the hot Texas heat, no air conditioning, watching the pastor's wife with a fan going, as the preacher was preaching, and the deacon's going, "Yes, praise the Lord. I heard the Lord. Yes." That was old school church, boy. They passed the hat 3-4 times. If the pastor didn't like the amount that was collected, they kept passing the hat. Woo! Let me tell you, kids today, what you miss. But yeah. So now, then I went to non-denominational. My brother turned me on to non-denominational, where church is an hour. You get a lesson, you learn. And he went on to get his PhD in theology, my oldest brother. And I kind of wish I had. I feel like I've got one in a certain, you know, and to some degree. Here's me. The reason why I didn't want to be a lawyer, I didn't want to remember case law. And same thing with pastor. Look, I know right from wrong. In a case law, you don't need to well, in Plessy versus such and such, you know, we did this or that. Who cares? I can synthesize things down. I know how my mind works. Anyway, so they booed God, but it didn't end there. And Todd Starnes, Fox News, he actually talks about at a Democratic event in 2016, they were trying, I think it was the convention, they were trying to just say a prayer. And the Democrats booed the woman saying the prayer. Here's Todd Starnes talking about that.
Hello, I'm Todd Starnes. So last night, the Democrats opened their proceedings with a word of prayer from a Christian minister, which in and of itself was a miracle, right up there with the water getting turned into the wine. But when the preacher offered a blessing upon Hillary Clinton, they actually heckled the poor lady with jeering and booing right in the middle of the prayer. To be clear, they were not chanting the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior. They were chanting the name of Bernie Sanders, the socialist. Come on, folks, it's a prayer service, not UFC fight night. You think the Democrats would show a little bit of reverence. But then again, I was at their convention in 2012 when they not only booed God, but they tried to vote the Almighty right off of the party platform. For the record, not too long after the Democrats disrupted the invocation, a severe thunderstorm hit Philadelphia. Now, I'm no theologian, but it sounds like the Almighty was not down with all that mess. So all of you Democrats, listen up. The next time you guys pray, bow your heads, close your eyes, and stop acting like a bunch of God-forsaken, no-account heathens who don't have the sense God gave a goose.
And all of this to bring you to the latest Democrats' affront on Christianity, religion, God, call it whatever you want. But something that over 80% of us in the nation believe in and practice at some point. I mean, I hope most regularly. People always, you guys will write to me, "Kevin, are you a God follower?" Yes, I'm a failed Christian, but I am a staunch Christian. I will die for God. If I'm going to get my head cut off by a Muslim, "You must renounce God and we will not chop off your head." Chop off my head. I'm that guy. So I just want to be clear. Yeah. We can joke around, have a lot of fun, but when it comes to God. Now, here's the thing. I'm not sanctimonious. I'm not going to get after people. I had a friend of mine, if somebody used, you know, GD, you know, doggone it, you know, but said the other thing, he would just freak. I'm like, dude, you know what? That's between them and God. God will deal with that. Anyway, key committee person in the Democratic-controlled House is moving to eliminate the God reference from the oath administered to witnesses testifying before the panel as part of a new rules package expected to be approved. So the Democrats get back in charge of Congress, and the first thing they want to do is take out "So help me God." What? Is it bother them? "So help me Allah," "So help me Yahweh." It's God. It's the English version of what many people call the higher being. They want it gone. They're like, Who cares? We don't believe in God, so what am I swearing to? I want it out of there. I guess you could request, when you're doing your oath, you say, could you please add back, so help me God, so I could have a real reason to want to tell you the truth here? The rules proposes replacing the words, so help me, placing the words, so help you God, in red brackets indicate they are slated to be cut. The words, under penalty of law, are in red text, indicate the Democrats propose to add that to phrasing to the oath, that phrasing to the oath. So they want under penalty of law. Well, whose law is it? Whose law do Democrats think they're following? What? Man's law? Let me tell you, everything that we are, that we understand ourselves to be, this is from man studying himself for decades, not for millennia, is based on observing nature. Everything. Laws against homosexuality, law, you name it. It's all from nature. People looking at animals and saying, huh, boy and girl, they mate, more people come, more animals come, boom, we thrive, the world thrives, nature thrives. You put two lions together that want to hump each other all day. Guess what? Lion prides die. Zebras die. All animals die. And I'm not saying that it makes the other thing necessarily wrong. That's for you and God to figure out. But I'm saying it certainly is an observable thing. We are products of our environments, if you will. You know, the idea of someone stealing something from somebody. Somebody recognized, what just happened to my rock? I was using a rock to carve my arrowheads, and it's gone. And there's a caveman running across the field with the rock. You know, and that created jealousies and all these other things. And that's how laws became laws. The law of nature, which, by the way, quite frankly, is divined by God, in my opinion, is how this stuff came to be. But Democrats, they don't want it. Let's throw it out. It's tradition. Let's get rid of it. Because they don't like it. They don't like following
rules. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bet you haven't heard of Fry Fest. Yeah, it's where a bunch of leftists got fried, except they spell it F-R-Y-E. It was called Fry Fest. And if there's any story that you haven't heard about that signals exactly how leftism works, exactly how Hollyweirdism works, this is the story. It tells you about the influence that Holly weirdos have on pop culture, the selling of a concept before it's baked, and on and on and on. And you'll get it as I start to tell you more about it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. So, Fry Fest. Celebrities and top models, including Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Emily Ratajkowski, and the agencies that represent them can be subpoenaed for their participation in the doomed Fry Festival, a federal judge has ruled. Now, I don't know who Bella Hadid is, but I'm sure she's a hottie. Kendall Jenner, absolutely a hottie. And Emily Ratajkowski, this girl is absolutely smoking hot. She's a left. Oh, I don't know about Kendall and Bella Hadid. I think Hadid is, but I know Emily Ratajkowski is a flaming leftist. And let me tell you how hot she is. I tend to overlook that she's a flaming leftist. She was in the video with Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke. And she was in the movie with Ben Affleck where his wife sets him up for murder. I can't remember the name of the movie. And she plays his girlfriend that has the beautiful breast. And I'm telling you, this girl is smoking hot. I don't know where Ratajkowski is from, but they need to make more of her. She's stunning. But she's a stunning leftist as well. Anyway, to go on, the story. The models and so-called social influencers promoted what was billed as a VIP music festival on the island in the Bahamas. On an island in the Bahamas. Helping to generate buzz and sell tickets for this event that was going to occur in 2018. It got canceled at the last minute. Now get this. Hundreds of people had paid for tickets, flown to the Bahamas for a concert that was not going to occur. It had been beefed up by all these people, particularly three of the, and I'm presuming, let me look up, can you guys find me a picture of Bella Hadid? Because she's got to be hot, right? But Kendall Jenner, beautiful girl, I mean, that kind of too babyish looking for me. Emily Ratajkowski, absolutely stunning. Top five hottest girls, in my opinion, right now, today. I mean, she doesn't compete with the old school girls, you know what I'm saying? But she's hot. And Bella Hadid, who I presume is hot. So they have three hot girls. You guys find me a picture. I'll be the judge. No. I don't want you judging and letting me know, yeah, Kev, she's hot. Because, you know, you think Ernest Borgnine's hot. I want to judge for myself. Sorry. Anyway, these beautiful girls are telling people, come out and hang out with us in the Bahamas at this great fry festival. It's going to be all these great people and all that. And so people got suckered in. Now, as you think about this story, I want you to think about leftism. I want you to think about Democrats, progressivism, how they suck people in with a lie. It's gonna be great, man. All the hot women. Let me tell you, you go check out the hot feminists that march in these protests. You know, the hairy underarm crowd. Go check them out and tell me that that's what you want to be a part of. Then go spend, I don't know, 2-3 days with them. You won't last an hour before you're going, oh my gosh, get me out of here. Somebody's going to get me out of here, please. I should have arranged for, you know, like the phone call where, oh, Chuck, your dog died. My dog died. You know, I got to go. But you didn't. So now you're stuck. There are many eunuchs stuck in leftism, and they don't know how to get out. And they need people like me. They need the Kevin Jacksons of the world to tell them, hey, come on over here, fellas. Whew, life raft. Grab on. We'll pull you up. That's what they need. Anyway, the models and celebs played a prominent role in marketing Fry Fest. Festival organizer Billy McFarland and members of his team posted videos of them frolicking on yachts, sipping cocktails, and a purported site of what was supposed to be the exclusive music festival. Reason why I'm bringing this up is I want you to understand the allure of leftism. It makes you see everything as utopia. Come get the beautiful girls. We will have amazing food. There will be music. You can do whatever you want. It's hedonism at its finest. Come to Fry Festival. You know, it's on the Bahamas. It's a secluded island. Only the cool people can come. I mean, that's what leftism creates. It wants you to believe in the allure of the nonsense. It doesn't exist. It's one of my buddies said, man, you see a dude with a super hot girlfriend and you're saying to yourself, there's a guy who's catching a bunch of crap from his super hot girlfriend. You know, that's what he said. A guy that's like ready to get out. he's a cynic. I'm not going to lie. He's a cynic. He said, but the event descended into chaos when facilities weren't completed on time, leaving guests to, get this, spend the night in rain-soaked tents and without sufficient access to food or water. Oh, my gosh. Is this not the absolute recipe of leftism?
hey, come see all the great things. It's beautiful here. There's going to be all the food. It's going to be a smorgasbord of food, a buffet of not only food, a buffet of women, of men, of men women, of it women, and the 35 genders that we say exist. They will all be there for your culinary and physical delight. I mean, and then what they found out, it's rain-soaked tents, and they got no food and water. You couldn't make a better backdrop for leftism than Fry Festival. Fry Festival LLC filed for bankruptcy. Get this. In July of 2017, it was an event that was supposed to happen in 2018. It filed for bankruptcy the year before because guess what? It couldn't pay its vendors. Hello. Hello, leftism. Hello, socialism. Hello, Venezuela. Hello, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hello, Bernie Sanders. Hello, Hillary Clinton and all these other clowns that want to pay for every free medical, free college, free this, free cars, free Ubers, free this. But let's not build that wall. It costs money. McFarland is now serving a 6-year prison sentence for fraud valued at $27.4 million. I don't know what that means, but for fraud. I guess that's the amount of fraud. He and his business partner, rapper Ja Rule, whose real name is Jeffrey Atkins, also faced a $100 million class action related to Fry Fest. Ja Rule, Atkins claimed over Twitter that he never earned money from the event, that he was bamboozled. Here's what he said specifically on Twitter. I, too, was hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray. Okay, Malcolm X, I get it. You say, it was horrible. I didn't make a thing, man. They use my name, whatever. Look, if you're going to do something like this, you got to stand up, be a man, and take your punishment. That's what his partner did. His partner's in prison. But Ja Rule, he's out there rapping. Now, here's where it got interesting for me. The models. Yeah, the models. That would be Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, and Emily Ratajkowski. Whew, she's hot. They said, along with influencers and musical artists who had been scheduled to perform were paid a total of $5.3 million in advance of the event, court records show. I don't know what they were charging for this ticket, but it had to be outrageous. Think about this. Before you put on an event, you've already spent $5.3 million on the promotional part. Now, here's what people were paid. Kendall Jenner was paid $275,000 to promote the event, court record show. She's represented by DNA Models, the same agency that represents Emily Ratajkowski. Ratajkowski got more money. She got $299,000 for her work. Why wouldn't they just round it up to $300,000? Come on. The girl is hot, man. I'm just saying. Anyway, that's the money these ladies got paid to promote this thing that didn't happen. This is leftism, folks. It promises all the goodies. It promises the beautiful girls, the food, the utopian concept. And what does it deliver? It delivers absolutely nothing. And then what happens? All the people who've said we can deliver, they're all going, they all get all Scooby-Doo. Shaggy. Suddenly, nobody wants to stand up and go, you know what? We screwed up. So, you know who got hosed here, right? Everybody who bought a ticket, everybody who flew to this event, which, by the way, they flew to the event in 2018, after this group had declared bankruptcy in 2017. For me, that's just stupid. But they did it. But nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen to the players, the models, none of them, Ja Rule. They're all going to escape because that's how the Democrat system works.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.